You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is here representing the UAS School of Career Education. Welcome to the show, Casey Bain, Program Advisor. Hello, Casey.
Shelley, thanks so much for having me. KTOO, thank you so much for the opportunity to share this information.
Oh, it's our pleasure. I'm glad that you're here. So let's start off by hearing a bit about what you do and what's the School of Career Education? What kind of programs do you offer?
Great question, Shelley. So again, my name is Casey Bain. I'm a program advisor and coordinator at the School of Career Education. If you've ever driven by JDHS and you've noticed that building across the street with the big UAS logo, that's the School of Career Education. And everything we do in that building is focused on the trades, vocations. It's essentially my mission at the end of the day to get students into the door here and at the end of it, help get them a job. I've seen students come through these doors with no work experience, and at the end of graduation, upon graduation, go out for a full-time job at the mine, one of our local tourism bus barns, or with the city. And so the outcomes that students can get at the School of Career Education is just phenomenal. Typically, our degrees are occupational endorsements, certificates, and associate degrees. So most of our education only takes between 1 and 2 years to complete, so it's real quick and great results at the end.
And
so let me
go ahead.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Shelley. I just wanted to also just tell about a couple of the disciplines that we provide here at the School of Career Education.
Sure.
So some of you may know that we are heavily connected with mining. So we do our mining training, but we also have a diesel or power technology department where that trains folks how to tear apart a diesel engine that you see in the big trucks driving down the road, put them back together, and get them back on the road. We also have a construction technology department. Those folks are focused on building homes right here in Juneau, and they actually have homes that the students build, and at the end of it, they put them on the market here in the community, and they go out to bid. So real folks will be living in the houses that our students work on, and it's a great experience building experience for these students. And I'm really proud that they're able to do that. In addition to construction, we also offer some welding courses, and in real high demand lately, for good reason, is our healthcare offerings. We offer an occupational endorsement in behavioral health, training in nursing, and certified nurse aide training. So there's lots of opportunities no matter what you're interested in. I bet there's something here for you. And I'd just love to get this information out there. So thanks again.
Of course, of course. I know that the spring semester at UAS is coming to a close and you're looking ahead to summer. So what's on offer for students? Can you tell me a little bit about the Summer Academy?
Yeah, that's a great question, Shelley. So normally summer is a pretty quiet time here at the School of Career Education, but this year we decided to do something different. With how cooped up everyone has been for the last year because of the pandemic, we decided, well, we better get some hands-on classes going and get them going now. So we do have an intensive Summer Construction Academy on the books right now, starting on May 24th. There's three classes that somebody who's never put a hand on a hammer before can register and really learn some good things. So you can take an intro to construction course, a tools and materials course, and a construction safety course all at the same time, all during the same week. It's only one week to complete these three credits, May 24th to May 28th. So there's still a lot of time left in the summer after classes are finished for you to go out and enjoy the sun, work a summer job. But there's also some opportunity for you to earn some credit and earn it fast. In addition to those construction classes, we're also offering some diesel courses. We're offering a CNA training course, and we're also offering some welding courses. I will say our welding courses are full at this moment, but I still want to encourage folks to go out there and register for them. We do have a waiting list of up to 5 extra students can be added to each class, and you never know if somebody who's already signed up may drop out.
Yeah,
so go
point.
Forth and register.
Well, another thing I wanted to ask you about, I know that students can usually use financial assistance. I understand that that Hecla Greens Creek Mine Mechanic Scholarship is available. Who should be looking to apply for that?
Oh, great point, Shelley. Yeah, so, you know, I totally understand how expensive college can be. I'm a graduate of UAS. I moved up here in 2015 from Southern California to attend this institution. Mm-hmm. And so I know that you know, it's not necessarily a cheap endeavor, but I want to let folks out there know that for especially our courses at Career Education, there is a lot of money out there to support you and your goals. Whether that is the Hecla Scholarship, the Hecla Mine Mechanic Scholarship, which I do want to state the application period for that scholarship is now open. What that scholarship in specific regards is a full base tuition scholarship. Students who receive that scholarship receive the full cost of tuition towards their mind mechanic power technology programs. At the end of the school year during the summertime, those students get the opportunity to apply as interns out at Greens Creek for a paid internship during the summer. If anybody's ever applied or worked for the mine, we know how lucrative these jobs are. On average, mining pays about $108,000 a year here in Alaska. So it's a larger salary than I earn. It's a larger salary than I imagine most people earn in Juneau. And to get started on that track is just 1 year of training, which the industry supports. So that is one example of a scholarship, some financial assistance that we have here at UAS to help students. But if you don't want a scholarship, if you do need some extra assistance, well, let me say this. For anybody registering for one of our summer classes, and if they register prior to the start of those classes, I have money via tuition waiver, $500 tuition waivers that I can use to help students get signed up. Now, these are needs-based assessments, need-based assistance, excuse me. But I want to let the community know I do have money to help you go to school. If money is the only thing holding you back, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. I want to talk with you, and I want to help you get started to finishing your degree or getting started on one.
Oh, that's really great to hear. And it sounds like there's just so many opportunities out there right now for getting some education, getting some vocational training, and even getting some financial support. So appreciate right. you mentioning all that, running through that information. Where's a good place to go if we need to go back and check on some of the things that you said, find out more?
Yeah, I think, you know, and not only that, I do want to say that fall registration is now open. So for anything I've talked about today, I want you to go online to our website, uas.alaska.edu. You can find a full schedule of our summer classes, our fall classes, and classes that are beyond the School of Career Education. I am just here today representing career ed, but I'm sure as the community knows, UAS is much more robust than that. So please don't hesitate to go online, and please don't hesitate to contact me. My name again is Casey Bain. I'm a program coordinator and advisor at the School of Career Education, and I can be reached at 796-6427. Again, that's just 796-6427.
Thanks, Casey. And before we say goodbye, I know you wanted to give everybody a quick update on COVID and how that might be affecting the summer classes or the School of Career Education.
Thanks so much for reminding me, Shelley. Yeah, I just really quickly wanted to let the community know that this fall, UAS is anticipating we're going to be able to offer our full on-site and online experiences. So that means full regular instruction in the classroom, student housing, and all the other support services that students rely upon to be successful. I am in the office right now speaking to you, and I imagine over the summer, more and more of our faculty and staff are going to be coming back, and we're ready and to hit the ground running.
Excellent. Well, Casey, thanks so much. I really appreciate all that great information. It's wonderful to know what all is out there for folks, especially young people who are looking for a job, maybe have been struggling through the pandemic.
Thanks so much for the time, Shelley. It was great being here.
All right. You have an excellent afternoon.
You too. Bye.